Our next guest, Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Doctor, welcome back to the program.
Great to talk to you.
I'm going to guess that your reaction when you saw it come across your phone that Antonin Scalia had died was similar to millions of us who felt a sinking in the pit of our stomach.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty horrible. I mean, I've only met him like once personally, but, you know, obviously he's been a stalwart. He's been a brilliant man who's had a huge impact on the direction of the country through the courts there. And, you know, it's a real loss.
So where do we go from here? I mean, you and I have talked about this on numerous occasions, the Heller case, for one, a 5-4 decision that made clear that the right to keep and bear arms was a individual right, which, of course, it's an individual right. Every right in the Bill of Rights is an individual right, except that the Democrats, the left, have some notion that somehow everything's an individual right, except for this one is somehow a collective right, or it shouldn't even exist at all. But how tenuous do you believe the Heller case is? Will justices go back and reverse that? Will people like Kagan and Ginsburg, who, you know, obviously did not side with Scalia on that, will they go back and reverse his the majority decision on that?
Well, you had the decision, the McDonald case, which applied what had happened in Heller to the rest of the United States. And in the dissent there, you had four justices, four liberal justices, say that they would overturn the Heller decision if they had a chance. So, you know, you're just one justice away from giving them a 5-vote majority to be able to go and do that.
What would happen if Heller were overturned?
Well, I mean, you would make it possible again so that governments could ban guns, could ban all guns. I mean, right now, the Heller decision is actually a very narrow decision. It says that a government cannot ban an entire class of guns. So they can't ban all handguns, or they can't ban all rifles. It's still possible for them to ban many different types of handguns, but if Heller was overturned, then they could go back and say, okay, well, we're going to ban all handguns. And I think that would be something that at least some local governments would try to do. And, you know, in the long run, you'd have even more. I mean, you look right now and you can see California or New York make it more and more difficult for people in those places to own guns. They impose fees, taxes, they have regulations that make it extremely difficult for people, to law-abiding citizens, to own guns legally. And I think it'd just be off to the races for at least some places to make it official that they just want to ban them.
How would that play? And we're on the line with Dr. John Lott, sorting out the possibilities going forward, if not likelihood, that the Second Amendment will be a thing of the past, in large part, if there is another liberal justice put on the Supreme Court. What about concealed carry in all of the states, like Michigan, where I am, and you have 500,000 concealed carry permittees in this state and across the country? That would put wouldn't it possibly put the federal government at odds with states across the country? And what if the states say, you know what, we're just not going to do it. We're just not going to enforce those laws. We've heard sheriffs do it. County sheriffs say, we're not going to enforce laws that are unconstitutional. A lot of them, you know, Constitutional Sheriffs Association. It sets up.
Well, I mean, there's going to be some sheriffs in some places. I mean, sheriffs are elected. Well, they'll stand up and resist that. But in a state like California, there's a court case right now over whether or not they can be extremely restrictive on issuing permits. I mean, you have places like San Francisco County, which in some years has zero permits that are issued. Can they do that? Well, the outcome of that case is going to depend on who gets this position that was Scalia's. In fact, even if Scalia was there, you could still lose that case because all you have before is a 5-4 decision saying that a complete ban goes too far. That doesn't mean you're going to get all 5 of the people who voted against a complete ban are going to go and vote for people being able to carry permanent concealed handguns. You're going to need to pick up a couple votes in order to go and win something like that for sure. I'm not saying you'll lose it for sure, but I wouldn't bet the farm on winning that case. So, but that's even if you got another Scalia in to replace the man who just died. But without him, I guarantee you, you'll lose.
For the Heller decision to be overturned, a case would have to be brought to the Supreme Court, but that wouldn't take very long, would it?
No, because you have local jurisdictions. Washington, D.C., for example, would probably pass a ban tomorrow if they had a chance.
Right.
And so they would just see, well, they can read who's on the Supreme Court as well as you and I can.
Right.
And so they pass a ban and say, fine, take it to the Supreme Court. And they believe that they'd win at that point. And so everything would be overturned.
Dr. John Lott, I wish we had more time. Ominous times, to say the least. You can find out more at crimeresearch.org. Crimeresearch.org. How important is your liberty to you? Dr. John Lott, always a pleasure.
Great talking.